Then came a wintry evening, when he trudged beside Francois as the sheep ran down from the pastures to their folds, and Francois said with a heavy sigh, "It is a pity, little Guillaume, that you have not the power to play upon the flute as your grandfather could, for my fingers that I wounded at the sheep shearing in the spring have become stiff, and I can no longer make the notes sound as they should. It is too bad. Who is to play the Noels at the feast? There is none to do it in Mossin. This very evening I must go in to Monsieur le Cure and tell him that for me it is now quite impossible." Even in spite of this, Guillaume could not speak for shyness. He could only walk by Francois's side with a choking in his throat and a swifter beating of the heart. Soon they reached the priest's house. Francois knocked at the door. It opened, and he went in. Guillaume stood outside as one whose feet are chained. Through the half-open window he could hear the grave voices of Monsieur le Cure and Francois. Although he could not hear a word, they said he knew as well as if he had done so what disappointment they felt. Surging up from the depths of his being was a desire to draw out his grandfather's flute from his breast, to play upon it, to show them that the feast of Noel need not go by, after all, without the music that had always helped to make it beautiful.